Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call for our B2B support team. This is Mike Riches joining the call on a lovely Tuesday morning. We certainly want to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day. I hope that you had a great holiday weekend, and certainly we want to take time this morning on our call to express appreciation for all of our servicemen and women who have fought for our country, who have defended us over decades and even centuries, and have helped create the great land in which we live. And there is no way to express in words the gratitude that we feel for the sacrifices that have been made. Certainly those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives, we owe everything that we enjoy, everything about our lifestyle that we love, we owe to them. We also express appreciation and gratitude to all of our servicemen and women and their families who have sacrificed in ways that we'll never know, again, to keep our land free and to keep our land the way that we love. And we just want to express that appreciation and that gratitude this morning to each of you. I know we had some folks over to the house yesterday and barbecued, and yes, it's a fun holiday for that, but we never want to ever forget the real reason why we celebrate Memorial Day, and certainly the freedoms that we enjoy are at the heart of that. We also want to welcome all of our new associates, those who have joined our team. This has been a big month for us in growth. We are really excited to welcome you to the Success Team. We want you to know by being a part of Legal Shield that you're in the right place at the right time. And if you're on this call, chances are that you've taken a look at the business solutions side of Legal Shield, which is the B2B side. And this is our weekly call that we do every Monday morning supporting that business. Of course, today is Tuesday because of the holiday, but typically on Monday morning at 9 o'clock Central Time, we do this call and we bring in our top producers and top leaders, those who have gone out and worked with companies. They've had tremendous success offering Legal Shield and ID Shield as employee benefits to companies. They've been able to leverage their time in doing that. They've been able to get in front of groups of people, not just one at a time. Not that there's anything wrong with just one at a time, but these are folks that have had success in that B2B space, and we are so excited to hear this morning from Mr. Jamie Doucette from Minnesota, who is our keynote speaker this morning. I'm so excited to hear from him. Every time Mr. Doucette shares on this call or on in any venue, he just shares incredible nuggets of wisdom, and we are so excited to have him on live with us this Tuesday morning. So you're in for a treat. I do have just a few announcements that I would like to share with you, a few things that I want you to be aware of. Obviously, first and foremost, we are closing out the month of May this week. We've got 4 days. Did I say that right? No. Yeah, 4 days. This Friday being the last day of the month to close out the month of May. So I would just really invite you to take a look at where you stand this morning in relation to your goal. If the end of the month were today or even tomorrow, you might feel a little, I don't know, less empowered to be able to go out and achieve your goal. But folks, we've got 4 days. A lot of things can happen in 4 days. There's no reason to not stretch and make sure that our goals are met for 4 days. So for some of us, that might be, you know, Performance Club Pro. Maybe you're brand new. Your goal is to Fast Start Qualify. For some, that goal is to hit Executive Director. For some, it's to hit Senior Director. I don't know exactly what your goal is, but I do know this. You got 4 days left to make it happen in the month of May. There are people, listen to my words, there are people that will go out today and call on a new company and will be enrolling that company before the end of the day Friday. Now, I'm not saying that every company is going to go that fast, because obviously they don't. Obviously there's a decision-making process, but there are some that will do that today. They'll go call on a smaller company, maybe a doctor's office, maybe a dentist office, maybe a mechanic shop, and they'll say, hey, could I come back Thursday or Friday and bring some breakfast for your folks, or bring lunch for your folks, gather them up for 15 minutes and show them this. And the decision maker will say, yeah, that's fine. We'll let you do that. I just want you to understand that will happen today with several people. That won't be a one-off thing. There are several cases where that will happen today. I can guarantee you that. And so make it happen. You know, sometimes it's just the mindset that we have, and we write off failure way too early sometimes. And I'm imploring you to take a serious look at your business, at where you stand right now, and what you've got that you can make happen in the next 4 days. 4 days is a lot of time to make some things happen, especially with the new premium. There are people that will absolutely go out today, meet with a small business, and sell them a $149 plan this week. In fact, some of them will close that today. Some will close that tomorrow. $149, that's a big step towards things like senior director or executive director. You 10 of those, you're executive director. I mean, when you're counting premium, some of those bigger plans, like the $89 small business plan or the $149 small business plan, really goes a long way to help you achieve a goal. So I'm so excited for where we are, and just really excited to close out the month. All that business needs to be processed, obviously, by Friday, and we'll continue to update that on our Facebook group as well. We are in the process of making a lot of updates to our online training. So on our first step training, let me just share with you four new videos that I'm really excited about. The video on the ID Shield product has been updated. The video on the Legal Shield comp plan has been updated. That was a couple of weeks ago. There's a new video called How to Fast Start Qualified. Mr. Markriches knocked that out beautifully last week. We really appreciate him spending some time in the studio getting these videos done. If you're a new associate, meaning that you have not been an associate with Legal Shield for 20 days or more, I would ask you to after this call is over, go watch that video. It's not long, but just go watch that video. It helps you get on track to Fast Start Qualify. That is a fantastic video. We had done that in the past, but that whole process has changed recently with the new premium dollars. You know, it used to be three memberships and one associate, or six memberships, and now it's all based on premium dollars, which in some cases is a lot easier, or at least it's less work that has to be done. And Mr. Markriches does a great job of breaking that down. So go watch that How to Fast Start Qualify video. There's also a new video called Upgrade Your Account that I'm really excited about as well. We'll have several more updates this week. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the studio this week. My brother Mark is going to be spending a lot of time in the studio. Mr. Jim Tanner has knocked out several videos, has done a great job. You can continue to plug in. We'll kind of cover over the next few weeks the new videos. We'll just talk about those on the call, so you kind of have a list that you can go back to and know what's new. I would encourage you to check them out. Again, several more new updates coming this week. I'm really excited about next week on Tuesday, June 4th, at 12 o'clock Central Time. We've got a special training webinar, and everybody on this call is invited to attend that special training webinar. It's going to feature Mr. Jim Tanner, a Millionaire Club member, a $200,000 ring earner, and he's going to be talking about the cash flow quadrant. Some of you have read that book by Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. The principles that Mr. Kiyosaki shares in that book are phenomenal, and they are extremely important to understanding and appreciating our business model. So definitely want to check that out. That's going to be next Tuesday, June 4th, and I misspoke. I was pulling it up here just to check. Not 12 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Central Time on June 4th, and again, Mr. Jim Tanner will be sharing that. There's no charge to attend this webinar, so definitely you want to get on and register. How do you do that? just go to successteamworld.com and log in and go to the events page. That's the little calendar icon in your toolbar, and it should pop up there. Special training webinar, Understanding the Cash Flow Quadrant, and you can just click register now to register for that. So, again, very excited about that. We're a little over a week away. That's Tuesday, June 4th, and at 11 o'clock Central Time. Let's go to the state of Ohio. We are totally privileged and pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Mike Scott. You've heard from Mike before, and certainly we're proud of Mike and all the success that he has had. I know he's getting started and opening several groups already, and definitely are excited for what he is seeing out there. We were talking a few days ago on the phone, and as he shared with me the experiences that he was having, I thought, oh, man, I want everybody to hear this on the call. He just has such an excellent way of approaching businesses and talking to decision makers and getting them to sometimes change their perspective and see things in a little different light that helps him get into doors. And I just wanted him to share that with you. I think it can be super beneficial. Mike, thank you again for joining us this morning. Congratulations to you on this success that you've had. And I know you're just getting started. You got a lot of stuff happening here in the near future as well. But I'd love to turn the call over to you and have you share with the team what you shared with me on the phone.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Mike. I do appreciate it. Flattery will get you everywhere. I have a little bit of a different approach, and it's because I'm kind of lucky in that I know a lot of folks. And so I work off of a warm call list as much as possible. Not that I won't do cold calling, but I just find it a lot easier to get in the door and to get in the door without having to be on the phone and explaining the product. I do more of an approach of, hey, you know, geez, Joe, I'd like to stop by, tell you what I'm up to. I got some exciting stuff going on, and I'd like to see if maybe you can help me. So I always use that help me approach, and especially, you know, with friends and past acquaintances, and 9 times out of 10, they're happy to do that. So I have begun to get into some trade organizations. I think, Mark, you talked about using about 10% of your time to do the larger organizations that kind of help feed your pipeline. And so I had begun that a couple of months ago. And so I had a call recently, and I was telling Mike about it, and it's a service organization, so it has a bunch of memberships. My warm call approach with him was a little bit more lukewarm because we had met on a couple of occasions, but, you know, he didn't know me real well. So it took a long time to get a hold of him, finally did, asked him if I could stop in, tell him what I was up to, at which point he began to kind of shut me down, which, you know, happens, and he asked me what the product was all about. So at that point, I'm kind of forced to chat about it, and so I give him the high benefits of it and, you know, how we're looking to save the company money, we're looking to help the employees, those kind of things. And so he's just not buying it. And so he says, I'm not really too interested, Mike. So at that point, I pulled what I like to call the Columbo approach. And I don't know how many folks on the call here today remember the TV series Columbo, but he always had a question at the end that kind of stopped everything. And so what I did to this guy is as he's getting ready to get off the phone, I said, hey, Dennis, I said, I just got a quick question for you. I said, I know you got a lot of members out there. How about if we do a partnership where we can share some revenue back to your organization for any of the memberships that I sign up? Long pause. He said, okay, he says, when can you get in here and see me? Well, the end result of this was that I was able to get in front of him, and it's always so much better when you can get in front of him, and be able to show him what the program was all about. And the next thing you know, we're setting up an enrollment for next month for his group, and then he wants to see how that goes from there, what kind of questions come out of it. And then he looks like he's going to open up the entire membership, which is most of Northwest Ohio and part of Southeast Michigan. And this is a major trade association that companies and municipalities have to belong to. So it was kind of a fun call to have when you're able to turn it around. But a lot of times you need to have a second question in your pocket that you can kind of draw them back in with. Maybe you don't go with your biggest lead or your biggest opportunity for that organization first, and you're able to then draw them back in. So that was the story, and Mike really enjoyed it, so he asked me to share it with you guys. So
I love it. Yes, absolutely. You know, Mike, it makes me think of, you know, Dave Properno, one of our top producers, has sold over 20,000 memberships. He kind of spoke about a similar approach when he's out calling on companies, and he'll go out, you know, just face-to-face, in person. He'll walk in and call on a business and try to get, you know, an appointment with the decision-maker. And sometimes he's just gathering information about the business from the receptionist. And Dave, you know, if any of y'all know Dave, he's got a great smile, a very warm personality, and he can just walk in you know, talk to a receptionist and just kind of gather information on who the decision maker is. And he talks about, you know, he'll turn around you know, thank the receptionist, him or her, turn around and start heading towards the door, and then he'll stop, he'll turn back around to the receptionist and say, oh, and by the way, how many employees do you have? Or how many employees are you up to now? You know, that's just kind of his way to get a little bit more information. I remember my brother training me when I was just brand new, and I don't remember if it was over the phone or in person, but I think it was when he came down. I had been in the business for just a few months, and he came down and spent a day and field trained me. We went out and just kind of cold called on some businesses, and he kind of taught me that principle of, you know, just ask one more question, just one more thing. And so you're closing the conversation. Oh, and by the way, just one more thing. I like the Columbo approach to that. You know, what a great training point. That's not something that you're going to hear on a lot of videos, but it works, and it is true. I love that. So thank you again, Mike, for sharing that. Congratulations to you. And you know, Mike sent me an article. I just wanted to point this out, too. If you have not seen this, First American data, it's called a data leak, which is interesting. So it's one of those that information for millions of people, and we're talking extremely sensitive information. This is Equifax breach level information, Social Security numbers, banking information. Was all on an insecure website for a long time. First American had basically put this out there, and it was interesting. They would send out a link, you know, for one person's information, but it was, you know, whatever the link was, and then like a number 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then. But what they did is they made it sequential. So if you went to your link and it was, you know, blah, 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 /1234, if you just changed the 4 to a 5, 1235 or 1236, it was someone else's information. And they just did it sequentially, so they didn't, you know, mix up the numbers or anything like that. So, you know, again, if your number is 1,000 and you went to 1001, you'd have somebody else's sensitive information sitting right there staring you in the face. They call it a data leak because they're not sure. They don't know if that information was compromised, but any criminal could have had access to that. It's just one of those stories, and you can just go Google First American data leak. You can find that story. This happened over the weekend, but it's just another one of those news stories that you could bring into a decision maker meeting this week. You know, and again, I'm not saying you have to talk about it for 10 minutes, but you know, just a 30-second explanation about how that's going to impact that company's employees. When you're standing in front of a group of employees doing an enrollment this week, this is one more example that you could pull out and just share, hey, this is what's happening. Are you prepared? Are you protected? And I remember seeing Brian Fahila use plenty of actual articles like this during enrollments that he did, and it's very effective. It's very real, and it brings it home to people that and maybe they're not a First American customer. They probably wouldn't know that if they were. I don't know. Maybe they would. But this is the First American was it was the real estate title insurance company. So I don't know who wrote my mortgage. I don't know who the real estate title insurance company that we used when we closed our house was. So I would imagine most people probably don't know if they are even exposed by this. They're probably going to be getting letters now. But anyway, it just makes it real. It just makes it something that, again, brings it home for that member. Hey, let's go to the state of Minnesota, where I understand from Mr. Jamie Doucette that it was 40 degrees yesterday. So, hey, happy Memorial Day. That's not barbecue weather, but maybe it is. If you're in Minnesota, maybe if it's not negative 40, maybe you do get out there and barbecue. I don't know. But I do want to welcome Mr. Jamie Doucette to the call this morning. Again, one of our top leaders, one of our top trainers, one of our top executives, Mr. Doucette and his wife have built a tremendously successful Legal Shield business and just has extraordinary experience both building a team and supporting an exceptional organization, but also on the B2B side of our business as well. It's just another example of someone who's very well-rounded in the world of Legal Shield. They are ring earners. They've experienced a tremendous amount of success, and we are certainly grateful for their leadership and always ecstatic when Mr. Doucette shares on this call with us. We love hearing from him. And Mr. Doucette, with that, thank you again for being on here this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riches, for that introduction. Quite humbling. But yes, absolutely. Welcome, success team. Happy to be here. As Mr. Riches said, I am Jamie Doucette from the great state of Minnesota. I reside up here with my wife, Kirsten, and our three kids. And it currently is a balmy 48 degrees right now, but the sun is shining, and we're hoping to actually get some warm weather here soon. So been a crazy spring, but you know what? All we do is move forward. As Mr. Rich had said earlier, thank you. I don't think thank you is enough to all that gave the ultimate sacrifice, as we've just gone through Memorial Day. So absolutely grateful to all who have served and continue to serve and allow us the freedom to do what we do and have the freedom that we have, and I will say, if you do this business long enough and continue to do it, you can do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, because of the freedom. Mr. Rich has talked about, Mr. Tanner doing that presentation next week on the cash flow quadrant. And if you haven't read any of the Robert Kiyosaki books, I just a little background on me. I was not a reader. I was one of those high school kids that, did their... I won't tell my kids this yet, but I did my, you had to do a paper on the book that you read. I did my paper from the back synopsis. So that's, I didn't do much reading. I hated reading and owned a business and ended up picking up a book. Had a guy tell me about Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that was really my first personal development book that I read and got hooked. Per se, and from there on, just, trudging through books, and you can never, never stop learning. I will say, I heard it many times, your income can only grow as much as you grow, so you're going to hear a little bit of that this morning, and, reading good books, put your head into it, but I would highly encourage you to go read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, if you haven't read that book, and then that'll give you really a synopsis. You can read that book before next Tuesday, and that'll roll you right into Cash Flow Quadrant. And then read that book by all means. So he's got a lot of great books. But with no further ado, I'm going to get into my training. Hopefully you have a pen. If you have not heard me before, I have to have bullet points. So I usually always go by numbers and bullet point out my training because I'm ADD and I get off track. And I'm already off track just going on to different things. So My training this morning, they're expecting to be twofold. My first portion of it is I titled it 20 Powerful Ways to Become Your Best You. You know, 20 things that you can be your best you. Become the best you that you can be. Number one, do work that matters. And we do that here. You know, we have that option. You know, you're making a living by making a difference here with Legal Shield and the Success Team. You know, offer, being able to protect people from this horrific crime called identity theft and giving them affordable access to the legal system. Affordable is the key word there. You know, at $200 to $500 an hour, most people can't access the legal system. And we have the ability for, you know, less than $25 a month to give their whole family access to the legal system and know what their legal rights are, and then protect them, give them a full fence of protection on identity theft. How cool is that? I mean, we do work that matters. And I believe I saw that article, Mr. Riches. I think it was like 900 million records or something just staggering. The numbers were just off the chart. So, you know, it's just another arrow in your quiver to have that. Hey, I don't know if any of you are part of this breach. But as I say in most of my, you know, enrollments now, we've become immune to identity theft because we hear it so much. There's constant daily marketing for us in the news, constant. And we have that ability to just bring it to the group, you know, or bring it to your hopefully new clients, you know, as you present this. So, again, number one, do work that matters. We do that here. Number two, lift people up versus tear people down. I think we can all relate. You know, we want to be around people that lift us up. We want to be around, you know, that person that is, oh, yeah, this guy's great. You know, that's what we do. And versus, you know, when you're around that person that's constantly tearing you down, oh, you should do this better, oh, you should do that, oh, yeah, you don't, that's not attractive. So lift people up. Number three, use the words of leadership versus the language of victimhood. You know, be the leader that people want to be around. People want to be around positive, happy people. This call is full of positive, happy, uplifting people. You want to be on this call. You want to be surrounded by leaders, right? Instead of that victim mentality. Again, we all know when we're around people, oh, this day is terrible, oh. 99% of the time, if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm awesome. I'm incredible. You have to get that mindset. No matter what is going on, people want to be around them positive, happy, just excited people. We have a lot to be excited here with what we're doing. And a lot of it happens, I hate to say it, at the job. I remember being when I was in construction. I'm telling you. Oh, this is going wrong, that's going wrong. It was constant victims. It was that victim mentality. You don't have that here, and you want to try to stay away from it. So be that person. Be that leader. Number four, don't worry about getting credit for getting things done. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the people I'm talking about. Oh, I did this, I did that. You just go get it done. You will get way more credit by making things happen and continue to doing and making things happen than you're worried about getting some credit for some little thing that you did, okay? Just move forward. Number five, become part of the solution rather than part of the situation. Now, mind you, take note, it's part of the situation. I didn't say problem, okay? I heard long time ago, a number of years ago, it's only a situation if it can be fixed by a check, right? It's not a problem. Cancer's a problem. Stage 4 cancer's a problem. That can't be fixed with a check, right? Always look for a way to correct or fix the situation rather than feed into it. You know the people I'm talking about again. People can turn an anthill into a mountain. Be part of the solution. If something's going wrong, how can we fix it? How can we better it? You heard Mike just talk about he had a challenge where he was going into companies. Or maybe he didn't have a challenge, but he might have fixed the challenge for a number of people when he's going into companies and getting shut down, rather than walk away, he come up with the Colombo approach. Have that next question, right? Be ready with that. That's part of being part of the solution, okay? Number six, take your health to a new level. No matter where you're at, become a better you. Take that health challenge, right? And I'm not saying you have to go on some massive weight loss or anything like that. I just started watching about a month ago, what I was eating, just eating proportion size rather than just, you know, massive proportions. And I'm down 10 pounds. And that's not, I didn't change really a lot what I'm doing, right? Just watching what I'm eating, not eating, you know, 5 pieces of garlic bread, even though I would love to when my wife makes her incredible spaghetti. I eat, you know, 1 or 2 pieces. It's just being that better you, exercising, getting out, feeling better. It's going to want to get, you're going to want to do more, okay? Number seven, commit to becoming a professional of your craft, okay? Become a professional in this industry. excuse me. Rather than just staying mediocre, just mediocrity, right? We want to become the best. You want to become the best, the professional in this industry. Mike, working on that, you know, that little Colombo approach. You've heard Mr. Scott Brooks talk about it multiple times. Become that professional in this industry. Dive into the work, right? Dive into the trainings. You heard both the Riches talking this morning about different trainings that they're having up. You're going to become that professional over time, but the faster you can become it, the more people are going to look up to you and know you know what you're talking about. But you're part of you're part of the solution. You're part of making this company better. Number eight, associate with people whose lives you want to be living. Associate who you want to become. You know, you've heard it time and time again. You become the average of the 5 people you associate with most. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me before. Talk about being on this call. You're associating with people that are successful, positive, like-minded individuals. You don't want to be hanging around that humdrum, negative, constant doom and gloom. Being positive, associating with positive, successful people. It's fun, it's exciting, and you will grow from it. Number nine. Study for an hour a day. We've heard the 10 pages of a good book. You just heard me talk about Robert Kiyosaki. You heard Mr. Riches talk about the cash flow quadrant that Mr. Tanner is going to put on next week. I heard this long ago. Again, double your learning and you'll triple your success. Double your learning and you will triple your success. How many want to triple or double your success? You have the ability in front of you. Grab a good book. Number 10, run your own race. This is a quote right from J. Paul Getty. No one can possibly achieve real and lasting success by being a conformist. That was wrote by billionaire J. Paul Getty. No one can possibly achieve real and lasting success by being a conformist. This is your journey, ladies and gentlemen, and your mission. You just have to make sure you keep running to finish your race. We've heard it time and time again. Stick and stay and you'll get your pay. Being here a year from now, doing the business, just taking action, right? That's what it's all about. Number 11, do something small, but yet that's scares you. You know, just do one of those little things. Step across that line. Step across that comfort zone. You know, it might be small, but you got to do something every single day that moves you closer towards that finish, towards that success line, out of your comfort zone. The success is not made in your comfort zone, ladies and gentlemen. It's in the fear zone. You have to cross that line. You know, you think back the first time you rode that bike. Maybe some of us can't think back that far. I can't. But at any rate, you think about the first time you rode. You might have been scared out of your mind, right? You just, it's like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. But you get on, And pretty soon you figure out that balance. The next thing you know, you're popping wheelies, standing on the seat and riding on the handlebars and all the other fun stuff because you've stepped across, but it's fun. That's where this business, it's the same thing. Do that little thing each and every day that's going to push you farther, right? Number 12, focus on people's strengths versus obsessing on their weaknesses. Build people up. Focus on what they're good at, building that relationship, building that, you know, what can make it better, how, you know, what their best focus, you know, their best strength is. Focus on that. If they're great at cold calling, if they're great at, or if you are great at that, focus on that, right? Building people up, as I talked about before. Number 13, remember that potential unused turns into pain, ladies and gentlemen. So dedicate yourself to expressing your best. Don't leave unused potential. You all on this call have the potential to be great. Greatness is within you. We all believe in you, right? The whole leadership team believes in you. You have the ability to take and do unbelievable things. Go get it. Number 14, smile more. I just heard Mike talk about it. I just smiled at him, and think about that. You can change someone's day just by smiling. This is a challenge just for today. Just smile at someone today. Just if you're out grocery shopping, you're out going to coffee, or you're going somewhere, just smile at someone that's lost, you know, just walking lost in there, and watch what happens. You could change their mood for the day. You could change their mood for that minute. A smile is so powerful. Be happy, especially when you're out at enrollment. Smile more. Be happy. John Addison's quote. People want to be around that person. When you're at an enrollment, you're smiling, you're happy, no matter if you're scared out of your mind, just, oh my goodness, what am I going to do, right? Be happy, smiling. People want to be around you. People are going to listen to you. Instead of hiding in a corner, humdrum, all worried, no, you got to smile. Change that attitude, right? Number 15, listen more. God gave you two ears for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do twice as much listening as you do talking. Listen to people. They're going to tell you what they want. They're going to tell you, you know, what they're looking for. If somebody's talking about that they're, you know, on the legal side of things, that they're talking about speeding tickets and this and that and having challenges, don't go into talking to them about a will. Show them how you can, the Snap app on your phone, pull it up. Look at here. You can take a picture. You can send it into your law firm. If it's defendable, they'll go to court for you. That's powerful. Show them, but you're going to gather that information by listening to what they have to say. Number 16, reflect on the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people." Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to talk about people. We're here to talk about ideas. Again, you just heard Mike talk about it. You know how he talked about coming up with the Columbo approach. I mean, the training, as I was listening to just the first part of the call, I was like, oh my goodness, that's part of my training. That's part of my training. Again, it's having that idea and running with it. How can you move your business forward? Think about that. How can I, if there's a challenge, if there's a situation, as I called it earlier, figure out the solution, the idea. How can we better? How can we move our business to the next level? Okay? Number 17, this is a little bit like I talked about earlier. Persist longer than the critics suggest you should. Again, persist longer than the critics suggest you should. You know, again, as I said earlier, stick and stay, you'll get your pay. Again, now you have to do the business. You got to, you know, performance club. Whichever level you're at, you're doing it part-time beyond Performance Club. If you're doing it full-time, Performance Club Pro is where you got to be. I haven't done anything massive, you know, 1,000 memberships, 500 memberships in a month or any of that. That's not a, that's a lottery, ladies and gentlemen. A one-hit wonder, that's a lottery. Do things over time, and you'll start to see your success. It's just staying in the game. You got to keep running the race, as I said earlier. Keep doing the dues. Continuing to fill your hopper, and things will happen. But you have to persist and stay consistent. Persistent and consistent. PC, right? Persistent and consistent. Not performance club. Persistent and consistent. Number 18. This is such a little gesture, but is so noticeable. Please and thank you. Every one of my decision-maker meetings, when I walk out, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. That is such a little, will gain you so much respect. There is so many people in this world that don't say please and thank you, and just giving someone that respect of their time, it will come back to you. Number 19, ladies and gentlemen, this one really hits home. Love your loved ones. Make sure you hug them every chance you get. Tell them how much you love them. You know, we're only here for a flicker. My dad just passed away a week and a half ago, and I mean, he was in great health, but he was in good, fine condition. You know, 3 months ago, everything was going fine, and lo and behold, things started happening, started getting tests, and the next thing you know, boom, he's gone. We're only here for a flicker. Love your loved ones. You have the ability with this business to be able to spend ample amounts of time with your loved ones, but you got to do this business. If that's your driving force, if that's your why in this business, your kids, your family, your husband, your wife, whatever that may be, keep it in front of you. Keep what drives you in front of you. Love your loved ones, ladies and gentlemen. Number 20, help people versus merely offering them opinions. You know, if you're recruiting, if you're going to be a leader or a manager in this business, ladies and gentlemen, don't just offer them opinions. Don't just say, oh, this is what you got to do. Show them. You heard Mike talk about how he, over the phone, you're trying to explain a Picasso painting to somebody. You can't do it. It's next to impossible. You heard him have that when he said, oh, yep, when can you stop by to see me? And he was, the first thing he said, I was able to show him. I was able to show him what we had. You're able to set it down in front of them, show individuals, show companies, show business owners, HR directors, able to show them what we have. It makes the world of difference. I know we're in a marketing cyberspace app, all this email, video, all this stuff. I understand we're in that world, but nothing compares to going and sitting down with somebody they know, like, trust you. You can put a face with a name, and you're able to show them what we have. They have a tangible information in front of them, okay? It makes the world a difference. Show people the value you're offering with these benefits and their employees, and you can make a difference. So as I put this training together, I was in my office, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, here's a deal that I keep. I keep this page in my office. 11 actions to work on daily, just to remind me of things I need to continually work on to get better, to be better. And I'm like, I have to read these off, so I'm going to go really quickly. This is by John Maxwell, and it says, just for today, I will. And at the top, I just wrote 11 actions to work on daily. I encourage you, this rolls right into what I just went over, the 20 ways to becoming best you. This 11 actions. So today, just for today, I will manage, display, and choose the right attitude. You heard Mr. Riches talk about having a great attitude. Number 2, act upon important priorities. Number 3, know and practice healthy guidelines. Number 4, communicate and care for my family. Number 5, practice and develop good thinking. Number 6, make and keep proper commitments. Number 7, earn and properly manage finances. Number 8, deepen and learn out my faith. Number 9, insist and invest in solid relationships. Number 10, embrace and practice good values. Number 11, seek and experience improvements. I will manage these decisions just for today, and someday I will see the compounding results of several days lived well. Thank you, Success Team. God bless. Take care, and I will see you all at the top. Mr. Riches, I'll turn it back to you.
Wow, Mr. Doucette, thank you so, so much for sharing that. The just incredible nuggets of wisdom. Again, always, always delivering in such an exceptional way, and with a little bit of energy as well. We certainly appreciate how excited you are about this opportunity, and we always enjoy hearing from you. And again, just incredible wisdom that you shared this morning. Thank you for preparing that. Thank you for those bullet points. Thank you for taking time to share all our gratitude to you, my friend. And seriously, we appreciate you very, very much as a phenomenal leader in our business. I want to take the call to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got Mr. Mark Riches, $700,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member many times over, standing by. Mark, I know you've got to be excited after hearing from Mr. Doucette. I'd love to hear from you, any thoughts that you have, and certainly some updates on our websites as well.
You bet. Good morning, teams. Great training by Mr. Jamie Doucette. Fantastic information. I hope we really apply that. That he just really hit the nail on the head, covering the information that we need to close out the month of May strong, position ourselves well for the month of June. I was doing some reflecting as I've been preparing some of the training videos, and you know, just what is the secret, and you know, how does a person stay consistently at the executive director level? And Jamie hit all that today. I mean, that's how you do it. It's about consistency, and it's about setting the right goals and having the right mindset. And just a tremendous job, Jamie. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. And I just wanted to mention we recently had a recruiting transition webinar where we talked about some of the on the recruiting side of the business, some of the transitions we've done. I wanted to remind everyone that they have a website called businessoverview365.com. And if that wasn't long enough, then you put a slash and your associate number. Now, you can get a quick link to that under your account settings. So if you go under your account settings or you go to your TMS, click on the TMS button and go to your templates. That's another quick way to see. But that's what that site is a professional recruiting website. So it's businessoverview365.com/your associate number. And everyone has a site set up if you're a full access user, an associate user on the site. If you're still a guest account, you won't have that site till you create an associate account. We've got just record number of guests joining the team, and I want to welcome all those and excited that some of them are plugging in on the conference call as well this morning. But this website's designed to recruit business professionals. It introduces them to really all aspects of the Legal Shield business. It talks a little bit about management and team building where it doesn't involve any selling. It talks about, you know, individual sales, but it really kind of emphasizes business solutions. So that's why I'm talking about it on this call, because we're focused on business solutions and the B2B side. And it just does a little dip there and talks a little more specific about that. The video on there right now, I think it's about 20 minutes long, and we're working on a shorter version of that as well. But this is a great little link to send out to anyone you know that's an insurance agent or a real estate professional, financial advisor, anyone that's involved in stocks and that kind of thing. Pharmaceutical sales, I think of Linda Pitt, you know, who was very successful in pharmaceutical sales and was recruited into Legal Shield and has become a great success here as well. Mortgage brokers, Linda's sponsor, Rick Reen from Sacramento, California, was a mortgage broker before I recruited him to Legal Shield. And, you know, he's sold, you know, over 10,000 memberships. I mean, very, very successful in the business. So we can probably think of all the successful people in Legal Shield, you can get a profiles of success and look at many of their backgrounds are in the, you know, business professionals or sales background. So I know this. I know everyone's not looking to go sell employee benefits to groups, but I do know this too. There's a lot of people that are very skilled and talented in that area or can develop the skills, like Adam Thompson, Adam and Alicia. You know, Adam's background was restaurant management. I mean, it doesn't really fit anything we're talking about here, but, you know, he responded to a video just like this that introduced him, freeing him from those 80-hour work weeks at managing a restaurant where he was, you know, not even making a six-figure income. And now he's making $200,000 a year, and he has that time freedom. He has residual income, which he didn't have before. But he's been very, very successful in selling business solutions, working with companies and groups, and also became very successful through mainly Alicia now building a team. I mean, they've got a great team going and growing, and so I'm excited about that. So, again, who do you know? All of us would love to have a Linda Pitt or a Rick Green or a Dave Paperno who's written almost 20,000 memberships, you know, or Adam and Alicia Thompson. All of us would love to have people like that on our team. Well, this is the video. This is what you can send them, Business Overview 365. You can send that to them. At the end of the video, it's a little different than what we were using on our old system. It actually takes them to create a guest account, a free. It just says access the training now. And when they access that training, they click on that link, that takes them to create an account under your associate number so they become one of your guests. And they can create a guest account and access this first step training, which Mike referenced earlier, which we're almost completed with fully updating it. And then they go through the training, and at the end of the first step training, all they can do then is become a Legal Shield member or become a member. It doesn't say Legal Shield because we hope they get both the Legal Shield and ID Shield. They can become an associate. Or they can upgrade their account. Now, you might be in a situation where you've created an account, you're already an associate, but it's restricting you to access just on the first step training. All you need to do is upgrade your account, and that simply means add your associate number, and that will automatically upgrade your account and give you full access to the site. Well, we're very committed here to continuing to develop the tools and resources and trainings that are necessary for success. I know Legal Shield has just working overtime in cleaning up their marketing materials and really just a sharp image right now in the market. I don't know of a better time than right now to go out and really apply everything you know and everything you've learned and get in front of these companies. I really appreciated Mike kind of kicking the call off today, and I want to echo that as we close. You know, this is a good week to go out and open up new companies. There are companies that will offer our benefit this week. You know, offer a breakfast. I love how he said that. You know, offer to bring in a lunch to their employees. And you can do that on Friday. And you can do that on Thursday of this week if you get out today and talk to companies. There's companies that will offer this benefit today. I've never not hit executive director for 250 consecutive months for almost 25 years. It's 24 and a half years. In September will be my 25th year. I've never not been an executive director. Okay, but there's been many times on the 28th of the month that I've not been executive director. There's been many times on the 28th I don't have very many sales, but I've never missed executive director. And I hope you take that same mindset, go out and make it happen, close strong, position yourself well in June. You know, people say, well, what if they won't do it this month? So what? Then they'll do it next month. And you need sales in June. You need to write $1,400 in revenue in June as well. I'm excited about kind of getting through this transition stage, and it's time to really now double down and really apply everything that we have and all the resources that we have and create a massive number of executive directors in our organization, which will result in, you know, six-figure income earners, more six-figure income earners, which will result in more six-figure residual income earners, which is really our ultimate goal. We want people to have freedom and lifestyle, as Jamie Doucette clearly spoke about this morning, and that's found by going out and applying the things that we've taught. So again, appreciate being on the call. Congratulations for each of you plugging in, and I'll turn the call back over to you, Mike.
Well, fantastic, Mark. And again, just folks, let's go out there and make today count. Let's not sit back and just kind of see what happens. Let's go make some things happen today. Let's take what Jamie shared on the call this morning and go apply it. I agree 100% with what Mark said. That information is powerful, but it will only produce results if we take it and apply it in our business today. We are already kind of one day down because of the holiday, so it is Tuesday. It might feel a little bit like a Monday because we've got our call here this morning and everything, but make it count like a Tuesday. Let's go out there and call on some businesses and get some business written this week. If you believe it can happen, if you know it'll happen, it will happen for you. I believe that strongly. Let's go make it happen. God bless every one of you. Thank you again to Mr. Jamie Doucette for an exceptional training this morning. Thank you to Mr. Mark Riches for sharing those thoughts, and also to Mr. Mike Scott for sharing his approach, which I think is very effective as well. Thank you to each of you for joining our call this morning, and for those of you that are listening to this on playback, thank you for plugging in. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.